For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump wrapped up his visit to the G7 with an impromptu news conference. The president again touting the idea of having Russia reinstated to the G8.
I think it would be an asset to have Russia back in. I think it would be good for the world. I think it would be good for Russia. I think it would be good for the United States. I think it would be good for all of the countries of the current G7.
Trump now on his way to Singapore for his Tuesday summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
He can take that nation with those great people and truly make it great. So it's a one-time shot.
National Security Advisor John Bolton is expected to have an advisory presence at the summit despite his frosty relationship with North Korean officials. The U.S. Air Force performed drills over the skies of Singapore today, and there is a general excitement in Singapore for the upcoming summit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Authorities in Florida say search teams have located the body of the woman killed by an alligator in Davie, Florida. The 47-year-old was walking her dogs near a lake yesterday when she was attacked. Officer Ronald Washington is with Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Initial necropsy revealed human remains in the gator.
A trapper hired by authorities removed the 12-foot, 6-inch alligator from the pond and killed it. The woman's arm was inside the gator. The son of actor Ryan O'Neill and the late Farrah Fawcett is facing charges connected to the attack on 5 men in Venice Beach. LAPD Sergeant Scotty Stevens says a motive for the attacks is unknown.
They all seem to be random. It appears, though, based on what we know now, that it just started as an argument between unknown persons and quickly escalated with the violent acts.
O'Neill had also been jailed for robbing a convenience store. A prosecutor in France says there's no evidence of foul play or violence in celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain's death in a French hotel room. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
For the first time, the Afghan Taliban followed the Afghanistan government's lead in announcing a 3-day ceasefire over the holiday that marks the end of Ramadan. The presidential spokesman hopes it creates security in its country.
The government of Afghanistan is hopeful that this process will become a long-term process, will result into a sustainable peace in Afghanistan.
After several controversial arrests in his department in recent weeks that were all caught on tape, Mesa, Arizona Police Chief Ramon Batista said yesterday that such incidents are unacceptable and they need to stop.
The actions shown on that video and all these recent videos do not reflect the vast majority of the men and women of the Mesa Police Department.
7 officers have been placed on administrative leave after videos raised questions about the use of force in 2 encounters. One incident involved an unarmed man being punched repeatedly, the other an arrest of a teenage boy last month. Democrats are responding to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's move to scrap the month-long August recess due to what he called the Democrats' historic obstruction of President Trump's legislative agenda. In the weekly Democratic address, Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia calls on Republicans to spend the month of August working with Democrats to pass proposals that bring down the price of insurance and prescription drugs for families.
The only way to get health care right in this country is for us to focus on real solutions that will work for folks across the country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.